Educating voters and connecting community with information about government, we bring you In the Public Interest, our biweekly conversation with the League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area. This is Lisa Berry, and today our guests are Washtenaw County Director of Elections, Ed Golombieski. Hi, Ed.
Hey.
And Ann Arbor League of Women Voters Election Inspector, Cheryl Deppner.
Hey. Hi, Lisa.
Thanks for joining us again. And we are here to make sure everyone's up to date on the latest Michigan voting rights. We recently approved some laws that have changed things here for Michigan voters. Let's start with you, Ed. What are the major new elements of our new election laws now in place?
Well, it's never been easier to vote in the state of Michigan and here in Washtenaw County, and we are very fortunate for that, I think. The highlights that voters adopted back in 2018 are no reason absentee ballots. So that means you can request an absentee ballot for any or no reason at all, making them eligible to every voter.
It used to be like age requirements or if you were going to be out of town or something like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. You had to state a reason on your application for an absentee ballot. No longer do you have to do that. The other major change is that you can register to vote or change your registration up to and including Election Day in the state of Michigan for any election going forward. And in August, our previous election here, that was the first time we had run an election with that change.
Right.
And we were very happy to see a lot of people take advantage of that.
Does that leave any holes for errors or people trying to mess with the process?
Well, it's actually quite secure. Okay. In order to register on Election Day and in the 14 days leading up to Election Day, you've got to do it at your city or township clerk's office. So you're going in person to do that. And you're submitting some form of documentation. Most cases, it's going to be a driver's license or a state ID. But there are other forms of identification and residency verification that you would have to show. And then you'd be able to vote right there and then on Election Day.
So that's open registration. What about automatic registration?
At the Secretary of State's office now, whenever you complete a transaction, trying to get a driver's license or updating it or doing anything else at the Secretary of State, you'll automatically be added to the voter registration list unless you opt out of it. And, of course, that would mean that this is eligible, you know, to voters that are actually eligible to vote, so United States citizens and those that would be at least 17 and a half at the point that they're registering.
So let's say that again. When you go to, like, renew your driver's license now, unless you say, take me out, you're automatically registered to vote.
That's correct.
So you got another local election coming up in Washtenaw County, what, November 5th?
That's correct, November 5th, and it affects about half the voters in Washtenaw County.
Do you think you've learned something already from these changes to the voting process?
Absolutely. We see a lot of interest in absentee ballots. We expect that that's only going to grow heading into 2020. We saw in this past election in August, more than half of the ballots cast were by absentee ballot rather than voting in person.
What percentage was it before?
Usually, and it depends on the election, somewhere between 20 and 30%.
Wow, so that's a pretty big increase.
It was a dramatic increase.
Okay.
And there's also, in all of the jurisdictions in the county, at all of the cities and townships here in Washtenaw County, you can actually ask to be added to the permanent absentee voter list. Add your name to that list, and the clerk will automatically mail you an application to obtain an absentee ballot. And we saw some communities get the word out early on that, and we were happy that they did because we saw in those communities a lot of people take advantage of it and voted absentee that didn't typically.
If you request that, then change your mind and say, hey, I want to go in and get that little I voted sticker. Can you do that?
Yep. If you're on the permanent absentee voter list, you're going to get the application to get a ballot, and it's your choice whether or not you want to submit it back and actually get that ballot mailed to you.
How does an absentee ballot compare to what you would see if you're voting at the polls?
It's exactly the same ballot. Voters that vote absentee are getting the same form, the exact same ballot that voters get on Election Day when they go in person.
When you get your absentee ballot in the mail, make sure that when you open the ballot, you should have a smaller envelope inside of the inside of your large envelope. And it's important that smaller envelope that you're going to stuff your ballot into is your secrecy sleeve, just the same way if you were voting in person. So it's important you sign that small envelope and make sure that it's signed before you turn it in. If you don't sign it, your vote's not going to count. So double check that you've done that. Otherwise, the ballot is exactly the same as it is.
What if you send it in and think, oh, did I sign it? I can't remember. How do you check that process?
Oh, you can, if you, for some reason, decide that there's something wrong, you forgot to sign the ballot, for example, you can go back to the clerk's office, let them know that you made a mistake. They can cancel, or as we would say, spoil that ballot. They'll issue a new ballot for you, and you can redo it.
Do you think you'll see an increase in voter turnout?
Yes. Next year is probably going to be another, you know, history-making year for voter turnout in the state of Michigan. 2018, we saw historic numbers during the midterm election, and we expect to see that only, you know, only increase going into 2020.
This is something the League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area has certainly been involved in.
Yes, we have, and we're excited to see this change. I think one of the new features, it's not actually part of a Proposal 3 that we were excited to see, is that now first-time voters, instead of having to show up at the poll, can actually do absentee ballot, and that is a change. If you're a student and you move, you know, to Ann Arbor or right. to Ypsilanti to attend school, and you decide, gee, I'm going to vote in the November election, but I forgot to register at home, you now can register here in Ann Arbor or Ypsilanti and get your absentee ballot and vote.
And last but not least, security of your vote. You know, a lot of concerns about election results being tampered with. How do you make sure that doesn't happen?
Well, first, I think voters should take confidence in the fact that we use a paper ballot here in the state of Michigan, in Washtenaw County and across the state. 100% of the ballots that are cast are on a paper ballot.
How common is it for any community to use a paper ballot? Is that rare, or that's still pretty much the standard?
It is the standard for the most part across the country. There are still there still are areas of the county or the country that use an electronic means of casting votes. A lot of those locations are turning back to paper ballots.
Okay.
Michigan has never wavered from our commitment to a paper ballot, and we're very fortunate for that. We are also going to be piloting a risk-limiting audit. And that audit is going to audit the results of the August Washtenaw Intermediate School District election. It's a simple process of randomly sampling a number of ballots to compare the result that we find on them to the result that was reported on election night. Statisticians will provide, you know, a lot more detail and have a lot more intimate knowledge of this process, but that's it in a nutshell. We're going to be able to compare the result with a statistical likelihood of it being accurate, and we want to shoot for 95% or higher, that the result of that random selection of a small number of ballots accurately reflects what was reported on election night.
So just double, triple checking.
Double, triple checking. Yeah, there's many security measures already in place in the state of Michigan. We've been conducting post-election audits of the procedures and of select races across the state and in Washtenaw County for years now. We have always conducted logic and accuracy test of all of the programming and of the ballots before they're actually used on election day. Again, we use a paper ballot here in the state of Michigan, which we can feel very comfortable in the ability to audit after the fact and also for recounts to be conducted if a party or a candidate feels that it would be appropriate to do.
That's Washtenaw County Director of Elections, Ed Golombieski, who knows his stuff, and we appreciate you sharing it with our listeners here. Cheryl Deppner from the League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area. Thanks to both of you for joining us for this edition of In the Public Interest here on 89.1 WEMU.
You're welcome. Thank you very much, Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa.